Support for this public radio podcast comes from the Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, online at shrm.org.
Corporate Raiders go to Sin City.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli. You would think playing on Wall Street was enough of a gamble. Not for Kirk Kerkorian. As MGM Mirage gets set for its annual meeting today, the infamous billionaire announced a bid for two of the company's Plum Holdings in Vegas. Meanwhile, private equity buyers in Britain have their sights set on one of the world's top music companies. Lars Brandl of Billboard says the offer comes as EMI announces a huge loss and a massive decline in sales.
Well, everyone who's been keeping an eye on EMI knew that an offer was imminent. But what is surprising about this particular bid is the timing of it. It was made about half an hour before the London Stock Exchange closed for the evening yesterday. And what's more is EMI, with the announcement, rolled in some pretty dour financial figures for its last financial year. So effectively, I think you could say it was a good day to bury some bad news, and EMI definitely did that.
Let me ask you this. Why would anybody want to buy a music company in this day and age? It seems like a big headache with everything that's going on digitally.
Yeah, it does seem like a big headache. And the chief executive of EMI, Eric Nicolai, has recently wielded the axe, and he's streamlined the company. But Terra Firma, the private equity firm which has come in with this bid, it's played with roughly 9 billion euros with companies. So this company must have an idea of what it wants to do with EMI.
What do we know about Terra Firma, and why would they be more attractive than, say, Warner Music, which has wanted to buy EMI? It seems like a more natural fit.
Yeah, absolutely. The problem with Warner Music is the fact that any merger between two companies would require clearance from European regulators. So that would be a serious series of events for both companies to have to walk through, and it's very expensive. So to be bought out with cash by a third party would just be an easier option.
That was Lars Brandl of Billboard in the UK. On Wall Street Tuesday, the Dow closed down 14 to 13,542. The Nasdaq closed up 20 to 2,578, and the S&P closed up 2. Today, the Shanghai Composite Index topped 4,000 and reached a new record high. China's economic boom will be the talk of Washington, with the Chinese vice premier in town today for an economic summit. Now, we know the U.S. is flummoxed by China's growing financial power, but Scott Tong says China itself is dealing with its own problems.
Leaders here are fretting about several risks to China's export economy. Here's a quick tour of Shanghai to illustrate those fears. Stop one, a local brokerage firm. It's packed. Investors want in on a stock market that's zoomed up 50% this year. Stephen Green of Standard Chartered Bank says it's all connected to exports.
China is exporting a ton of stuff, and when it exports stuff, it obviously gets paid money.
Many of those revenues get pumped into stocks, driving up the prices. Now, leaders in Beijing are talking bubble. They warn against blind optimism, which is kind of their version of irrational exuberance. Still, investors ignore them, the same way Americans ignored Alan Greenspan in the 1990s. Stephen Green says if there is a crash in China, the aftermath could be ugly.
So if you're a student or a pensioner and you make a 20% loss or a 50% loss, then of course that's going to make you unhappy. And of course, if you are a politician sitting in Beijing, politicians are going to worry about people losing money and becoming angry.
If China avoids that sudden shock, there are still longer-term anxieties, which takes us to stop number two, a Shanghai middle school. In a few years, many of these kids will work in factories, but there won't be enough of them. China's labor force will soon shrink because of the one-child policy, so fewer people making fewer things. The trick is to then start producing more profitable things, says Andy Rothman of the investment firm CLSA.
Most of the world's laptop computers, for example, are made in China. This is the kind of thing that the Chinese are looking for. They're looking for higher value added so that more and more of the value will stay here.
Leaders also want to cut exports from industries that pollute. For instance, this local factory, stop number three. Its power comes from one of the dirtiest sources, coal. And Andy Rothman says the masses are starting to complain about air quality.
Chinese people, as they've gotten to the stage where they have enough money to have a comfortable life, are starting to worry about things like the environment. And they're putting a lot of pressure on the government.
A government that's steering an economy that many call a speeding car. But in the words of one China veteran, the challenge is keeping the wheels from falling off. In Shanghai, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
Speaking of which, first pet food, now there's tainted toothpaste coming from China. One factory has been closed and is being investigated after a key ingredient in antifreeze was found in toothpaste shipped to Latin America.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management, Mellon.com, and by Fox Searchlight, presenting Once, the tale of two kindred spirits making music and finding romance on the bustling streets of Dublin, now playing in select theaters. Science and Technology Reports are supported by Boston Scientific, committed to delivering what's next in medical technology to help clinicians improve and extend lives. BostonScientific.com.
Hurricane season gets underway in 10 days. From Washington, John Dimsdale says Congress wants to know if first responders are ready.
At a Senate hearing today, the director of the Federal Emergency Management Agency will assure Congress the government is ready. After the 9/11 terror attacks, FEMA was folded into the new Department of Homeland Security. After Hurricane Katrina, Congress reorganized the agency again. And now there's a proposal to return it to an independent cabinet agency. Florida's Emergency Management Director, Craig Fugate, says enough with the restructuring already.
Quit moving it around. Quit reorganizing it. Quit trying to change the name. And let's start focusing on real issues such as, how do you provide temporary housing for a couple hundred thousand families in the immediate aftermath of a major hurricane or an earthquake?
Despite concerns that too much of the National Guard's equipment is deployed overseas, Florida's director says he has more Guard members with more equipment this year than he had before the 2004 or 2005 hurricane seasons. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli. Enjoy your day.
American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.